campus radio station KCPR will be presenting Fat and Sassy in a radio concert on Monday, September 27th at 7 p.m. Fat and Sassy is a local band playing at many of the clubs in the San Luis Obispo area. You won't have to leave the comfort of your own home to enjoy good dancing music, and it's free. All you have to do is tune your radio to 91.3 on your FM dial this Monday evening at 7 p.m. and listen to KCPR. That's Cal Poly Radio.
Moon over Morocco.
And then I must have dozed. I had a dream. One of those sort of twilight dreams when you swear you're awake. I was walking along, and it was just a couple blocks from the hotel. And suddenly I saw a street I'd never seen before, and it was beautiful. There were hedges filled with flowers and walls that sort of curved in and out, and palm trees, and there were birds singing and banana trees and a lovely fountain right in the middle. It was absolutely enchanting. And that's all.
Excuse me, but if you should be walking along someday and you see such a street, don't walk down it.
Moon Over Morocco is a daily mystery serial brought to you each week, Monday through Friday.
Come on, Mojo.
Yeah, really?
Sunday by request.
He's over there, answering the telephone.
What's he doing?
Taking requests.
No, he isn't. Looks like yoga.
I think he's confused. Look at his eyes.
Why is he playing that music?
Because he's a KCPR DJ doing Sunday by request. Maybe we'd better leave him.
Hey, listen, over there, on those speakers.
Where?
Ah. He can do it. What he said he would do.
He's playing your request. Every Sunday, 6 to midnight.
Sunday by request. A weekly rock show brought to you by KCPR.
KCPR is constantly trying to find new ways to serve the community of San Luis Obispo. Throughout the day, we air public service announcements. These announcements allow clubs and organizations to publicize their events without charge. You can help us by mailing or dropping your club or organization announcement to KCPR Radio, Cal Poly, Graphic Arts Building Room 202, San Luis Obispo 93407.
What's the matter? Feeling lower than a snake's belly in a wagon wheel rut? The Sears catalog almost run out and the new edition ain't there yet? Is that all's troubling you? Well, treat yourself to the finest in country music this Thursday evening at 6:30. The Lone Star of Country Music in San Luis Obispo, the Lone Star program with David Wayne, right here on KCPR. That's 91.3 FM.
On sale now at the El Corral Bookstore, the 1976 Cal Poly Annual Events Calendar. This calendar, which keeps you aware of upcoming Poly events throughout the year, is produced and printed by members of the Graphic Communications Department Printing Club, Matt Pica Pie. This calendar is a standard feature in most university offices, and we think you'll find it useful for your bulletin board, too. It's available now at El Corral Bookstore on campus. Be sure to pick up your copy soon.
This Tuesday, September 28th at 7 p.m., the San Luis Microcomputer Club will hold its first organizational meeting at the University Union Room 219. The goals of the club this year are trading software and hardware and lectures and seminars by club members and industry. Remember, all are welcome. There are no dues. For further information, please contact Rick Stellmacher at 544-3421.
Send out a cheer. Do you want to be a singer? Cal Poly Men's and Women's Glee Clubs will be holding tryouts in the Music Building, Room 218. Men's Glee tryouts will be September 27th and 28th from 6:30 p.m. until 8 o'clock. Women's Glee Club tryouts will be September 28th and 30th from 4 o'clock until 5:30. Tryouts are open to everyone, whether or not you have had singing experience. Remember, Beverly Sills has nothing on you if you're a member of the Cal Poly Glee Club. What's the name? What's the name? What's the name?
Text at a discount? Where? But at the Polyphase Book Exchange. In the Mustang Lounge of the University Union, we're selling textbooks at greatly reduced prices. We'll be selling them Monday through Friday, September 21st through October 1st. Students who wish to sell their texts may bring them by during exchange hours from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Be sure to drop by the Polyphase Book Exchange before you buy.
The Association for Childbirth Alternatives is a group that's encouraging parents in San Luis Obispo County to take a more active part in the births of their children. The group is building a birth resource center, which includes a free lending library and information on alternative childbirth methods, as well as health services available to pregnant women in San Luis Obispo County. The Association for Childbirth Alternatives meets the first and third Wednesdays of each month at 7:30 p.m. at Solo Press in the Tower Building, 846 Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo. Anyone interested in alternative childbirth methods is invited to come and participate. That's the Association for Childbirth Alternatives. For more information, call 544-3428.
Send out a cheer for dear old Polytech. Lift up your head.
Do you want to be a singer? Cal Poly Men's and Women's Glee Clubs will be holding tryouts in the Music Building, Room 218. Men's Glee tryouts will be September 27th and 28th from 6:30 p.m. until 8 o'clock. Women's Glee Club tryouts will be September 28th and 30th from 4 o'clock until 5:30. Tryouts are open to everyone, whether or not you have had singing experience. Remember, Beverly Sills has nothing on you if you're a member of the Cal Poly Glee Club.
What's the name? What's the name?
Hey all you card players, the South County Senior Citizens of Arroyo Grande will host a card party for the public on September 29th in the United Methodist Social Hall at 12:30 p.m. Refreshments will be served, most card games will be played, and prizes given. Everyone is welcome. Come and bring a friend.
Hi, my name is Eileen Senna, and I've been part of Up With People for the past year. In that year, I've traveled the world trying to promote the enthusiasm and promise of today's youth. It's an experience of a lifetime for me, and I'd like to try to share part of that experience with you here in San Luis Obispo. Join us for our exciting show on September the 30th and October the 1st at the Cuesta College Auditorium with performances at 8 p.m. Tickets available now at the Chamber of Commerce office.
Here's important news for you musicians. Daydream Presentations is sponsoring a free musicians directory. This directory will contain a local musician referral service and a swap section on equipment either for sale, wanted, or for trade. The final section will include listings of those clubs and bars in the area and the type of talent they hire. Anyone interested in submitting information for the directory may do so by writing to the Free Musicians Directory, care of the Edna Ranch, Route 3, Box 205, San Luis Obispo, 93401.
The Roger Wagner Chorale will highlight the winter and spring series for the San Luis Obispo Community Concerts. They will appear at Cuesta College on December 1st. Three other performances will include the Venezuela Dance Group, Regis Pasquier, and Eduardo Delgado. These four concerts are available for $10 per person. Tickets are on sale at Brown's Music Store or by phoning Mrs. Stanley Nelson at 543-1193.
Scouts, Cubs, and Explorers want to feed you.
Now through October 15th, you can purchase a trout option for a fresh, mountain-grown 12-inch rainbow trout to be cleaned, wrapped, and delivered to your door on either October 23rd or 24th. The cost is only $2.50 per trout. So not only do you get a mouth-watering trout treat, you get the satisfaction of helping the Scouts raise funds for the local Scout Council. If you want to take advantage of this rare opportunity for fresh trout, call the Scout Service Center at 543-5766 and place your order. Call now 543-5766. Buy a trout from a Scout.
Another day. Gotta get up. Go to work again. Hey, I wonder what's on the radio this morning. Oh no, not that again.
And in Washington today, the Secretary of State met with the President to talk over plans about the future of nuclear arms.
I'm not ready for the news yet. It's too early in the morning.
Good morning, San Luis Obispo, and welcome to your world on another beautiful day. I'm Phil Edwards, and we've got the music to help you start off on the right foot. Carole King, Elton John, The Carpenters, Stevie Wonder, The Captain and Tennille, The Beach Boys, Chicago, and many, many more. So sit back, take it easy, and relax as we keep you mellow in the morning with Barbara Streisand and The Way We Were.
Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 6 until 9 for The Mellow Side of Life with Phil Edwards on Cal Poly Radio KCPR.
At last, just what I've been searching for.
Hey, are you the type of person who experiences 47 times your own weight in excess reality each day? Has studying and cramming for midterms got you down? Or did you just plain get up on the wrong side of the bed this morning? Well, if you think that you fall somewhere under one of the above, KCPR is what you need. Hi, I'm Bill Carney, and I've got some great music for all of you here in Slow City. For an evening of rock and progressive music, you can catch me Tuesday evenings 6:30 to 9, Friday nights midnight to 3, and Saturdays 9 to midnight, right here on Cal Poly Rock, 91.3, near the edge of your dial, in stereo, of course.
Yahweh? How's that spelled?
Y-A-H-W-E-H. But that doesn't matter. Yahweh music is easier to listen to than it is to spell. Just tune in Saturday mornings from 9 to 12. That's Yahweh music here on your public radio, KCPR.
Y-A-H-W-E-H. Y-A-H-W-E-H. Y-A-H-W-E-H.
The Messiah is coming. The San Luis Obispo Ecumenical Chorus will be presenting its 10th annual performance of Handel's Messiah at the First Baptist Church, 2075 Johnson Avenue, San Luis Obispo. Everyone is invited to attend these free performances on Saturday, December 4th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, December 5th at 4 p.m. The Alpha Gamma Rho Fraternity is sponsoring a food drive for needy families. All interested groups or individuals should call 544-0560, and a member of the fraternity will pick up the goods for distribution by Thanksgiving. The North Cuesta Audubon Society presents a series of Audubon wildlife films. The next film in this series is on December 8th. It's called The East Side Story, The Bahamas to Quebec. In this film, Walter Berlet follows the sun, early spring to late summer, from the Bahamas to Quebec, discovering en route the wild ponies of Virginia's Assateague Island, the Okefenokee, the Everglades, and north of Quebec's St. Lawrence River. The film starts at 8 p.m. Wednesday, December 8th at Paso Robles High School. General admission is $1.50. Students are 75 cents.
Do you feel you're behind in your classwork? Do you find you panic at exam time? Would you like to learn more in less time with greater ease and more confidence? If you're like most people, you could probably improve your study habits with the free help of the Cal Poly Learning Assistance Center. The Learning Assistance Center has begun an outreach program in the conference room of Sierra Madre Hall. Representatives from the center are available to drop-ins and by appointment on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 5, and Sunday through Thursday from 8 to 10 in the evening. If you're interested in improving such areas as textbook study, reading efficiency, time management, writing term papers, test preparation, and dealing with exam panic, call the Learning Assistance Center at 546-1256 or drop in at Sierra Madre Tuesday or Thursday between 3 and 5 or Sunday through Thursday between 8 and 10 p.m. The Learning Assistance Center staff is waiting to help you.
Are you handicapped by a physical disability? Did you break your arm or sprain your knee? Are you hampered by an injury that makes it difficult to keep up? If you are either permanently or temporarily disabled, DSS is here to help. DSS is Disabled Student Services. As of the start of this quarter, DSS has its own office downstairs in the University Union, room 103. DSS is a volunteer organization providing many services ranging from tutors, note takers, and readers, to special parking permits when necessary, plus any other assistance you might need. The newest program being developed by DSS is a therapeutic swimming program. For further information about this service, please contact us at the DSS office. If you are temporarily or permanently disabled or wish to help those who are, come see us at UU 103 or call us at 546-1393. As Disabled Student Services, University Union, room 103, 546-1393.
The Cal Poly Intramural Department will be sponsoring a wrist wrestling contest on Wednesday, December 1st. The matches will be divided according to participants' weight, and the competition is open to both men and women of all ages. Signups are now being taken through Monday, November 29th, in the Intramurals office, room 104 of the Physical Education Building. Sign up now for the wrist wrestling tournament to be held December 1st.
The Week of Welcome Committee is looking for devoted, spirited, enthusiastic, fun-loving individuals to introduce thousands of incoming students to Cal Poly life in winter, spring, and fall of 1977. All returning and prospective counselors are invited to the first WOW meeting, Tuesday, November 30th in Shumash Auditorium at 7 p.m. Remember all the fun you had during Week of Welcome? Now you can bring those good times back as a WOW counselor. Find out more on Tuesday, November 30th in Shumash Auditorium at 7 p.m.
The Port San Luis Fishermen's Association sponsoring their first annual Fishermen's Festival and Fish Fry this Halloween Sunday from 11 till 4 p.m. at the end of the Port San Luis Wharf. It's just $1.50 per plate for fish and chips, and it's open to everyone. They're going to have a display to inform people how local seafood is caught, processed, and prepared, and the fish fry raises funds for the Avila School for the Handicapped and the Port San Luis Fishermen's Association. That's the first annual Fishermen's Festival and Fish Fry this Halloween Sunday from 11 till 4 p.m. at the Port San Luis Wharf.
Well, we raised $11,000 for KCPI's conversion to stereo, and we only had to borrow $900 from ASI to do the job. Pretty good, eh, Bugs?
That's sitting pretty, Rocco, but when are they going to want the dough back?
It's the ASI. We've come over for the dough. Fork it over, or we're going to fill you full of lead.
I think they want it now. Check the icebox, Bugs. See how much dough we got.
Empty, Coach. What are you going to do?
You sure we're broke?
Pause, Rocco. We're flat broke.
Oh, gotta think of something. Let's knock off a bank. That's
yeah, we do.
No,
that.
No, no. Got to do this on
no,
the level.
No.
Just a minute. Just a minute. Think, Bugs. Think.
You want to use your heater on him, Rocco?
No. Got to think something better. I got it. An auction. Here, take care of the details while I stall for time.
All right, you smugs. The KCPR auction beginning Sunday, November 14th, and continuing nightly at 6 p.m. If you remember our first auction, we were giving away dinners for two plus movie tickets for only 5 clams. And there'll be more of that if you want to take your sweetheart out for a night on the town. Don't forget, will your radio station help us get away from the heat? Tune in to the second KCPR auction beginning Sunday the 14th. Oh, we're going to need a new door here.
Moon over Morocco.
I'll pay for the room.
A kept woman?
Well, I hadn't thought of it like that.
Okay, what's in it for me?
Thrills. An adventure. And we may get an insight into what happened with Jack.
Mojo plays a beautiful piano.
So?
Okay. Moon Over Morocco is a daily mystery serial brought to you each week, Monday through Friday.
Since the holiday season is coming, big meals are being prepared and pounds are being put on. Well, a lecture on holiday recipes for weight control will be held at the Center Rehabilitation Clinic, 1334 Marsh Street in San Luis Obispo at 7:30 p.m. December the 1st. The speaker will be Mary K. Elstrop, registered dietitian. For more information, call 541-1780. That's at 1334 Marsh, December the 1st at 7:30.
Have you ever wanted to see how loudspeakers are made? Ever wanted to know the inside story on film sound? Well, now here's your chance. The Cal Poly Student Chapter of the Audio Engineering Society is planning a field trip for next quarter to the Los Angeles area to learn about these things and many more. They'll be touring James B. Lansing Sound Incorporated, better known as JBL, to see how their loudspeakers are manufactured. Also in the planning is a technical tour of Burbank Movie Studios and a recording studio. They'll also be going on a technical tour of NBC Television Studios. And just for fun, they'll be taking in a Tonight Show after the NBC tour. The whole trip will last about 2 days. Sound interesting? If so, you're encouraged to attend their next meeting on Tuesday, November 30th at 7:30 p.m. in Engineering East, room 127. They hope to see you there.
Do you feel that you're behind in your classwork? Do you find you panic at exam time? Would you like to learn more in less time, with greater ease and more confidence? If you're like most people, you could probably improve your study habits with the free help of the Cal Poly Learning Assistance Center. The Learning Assistance Center has begun an outreach program in the conference room of Sierra Madre Hall. Representatives from the center are available to drop-ins and by appointment on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 5, and Sunday through Thursday from 8 to 10 in the evening. If you're interested in improving such areas as textbook study, reading efficiency, time management, writing term papers, test preparation, and dealing with exam panic, call the Learning Assistance Center at 546-1256 or drop in at Sierra Madre Tuesday or Thursday between 3 and 5 or Sunday through Thursday between 8 and 10 p.m. The Learning Assistance Center staff is waiting to help you.
Right now, it's kind of cold and foggy. And I'm finding myself out for a little walk. I'm feeling my emptiness tonight. And the fog still hangs around me. Can you come through that fog? And can Can you lead me?
Reflections, music with a message, every Sunday at noon here on KCPR.
Are you handicapped by a physical disability? Did you break your arm or sprain your knee? Are you hampered by an injury that makes it difficult to keep up? If you are either permanently or temporarily disabled, DSS is here to help. DSS is Disabled Student Services. As of the start of this quarter, DSS has its own office downstairs in the University Union, room 103. DSS is a volunteer organization providing many services, ranging from tutors, note takers and readers, to special parking permits when necessary, plus any other assistance you might need. The newest program being developed by DSS is a therapeutic swimming program. For further information about this service, please contact us at the DSS office. If you are temporarily or permanently disabled or wish to help those who are, come see us at UU 103 or call us at 546-1393. That's Disabled Student Services, University Union 103, 546-1393.
Are you a student living on a tight budget who wants to travel a little farther than just down the road to Avila Beach? Well, now you can see the world without joining the Navy. The Council on International Educational Exchange has a flight leaving Oakland on March 20th and bound for Paris. It will return on June 21st. The price is just $399 and you must make reservations by January 16th. For more information, write to CIEE Student Travel Services, 1093 Broxton Avenue, Suite 224, Los Angeles, 90024. Or call them at area code 213-477-2069. Ah, think of it. Paris, in the spring. If the hints about skateboards for Christmas are already upon you, you'd better watch out. The Consumer Product Safety Commission warns that there have been many accidents with skateboards, especially on streets. So, if a skateboard is on someone's list, make sure that he or she wears protective clothes when riding the board and are sure of their balance before they solo. If you have any questions about the safety of other Christmas toys, call the Consumer Product Safety Commission at 800-638-2666.
Now we take another trip back in time in the KCPR History Time Machine. Today we visit the chief of the Navajihi tribe, Chief Running Chicken. How do you do, Chief?
How?
No, I mean, how do you do?
Oh, just dandy, buddy.
Is that a tribal dance of some sort?
Oh, the snake drag belly and wagon wheel rut? This be ancient tribal war dance. We're going on the warpath tonight.
I see. Have you ever seen a KCPR disco dance, Chief?
Oh, I fight many moons, with all tribes, but never with disco dance chief.
No, you've got me all wrong. A KCPR disco dance is a dance put on by the KCPR boosters. We supply the tunes for the entire evening.
I don't understand. White men speak with forked tongue. Braves!
Let me explain, chief.
How you explain?
Well, let me show you.
You make it good, Paleface, or you're going to help with bow and arrow practice as honorary catcher for tribe.
Let me see that tom-tom, if I could.
Say please.
Please? Well, you see, disco dance is a kind of war dance. It goes like this.
Oh, that's not a very good war dance.
Well, you get the idea, Chief. And if any of you get the idea, call KCPR at 544-4640 and arrange a disco dance of your very own. It's brought to you by the KCPR Boosters.
I still not think that'd be very good war dance. Braves, get him!
Maybe not, Chief, but now I'm gonna make like Honoré Disco Duck, who flies swift and sure away from Tomahawk Blade.
Comes to Cal Poly, Sunday evening, January 16th. ASI Concerts presents Tim Weisberg in two shows Sunday, January 16th. Tickets are $4 in advance and are on sale only at the University Union ticket window from 10 until 2 weekdays. The festival-style concert is open to all Poly and Cuesta students and their guests over 18. And please, no food, drinks, or smokes.
Playing with computers is one thing, but can you really make one do exactly what you want it to? Well, for those of you who think you can, the Association for Computing Machinery is sponsoring a programming contest starting January 10th. The contest will consist of a game simulation to be solved on any campus computer. Any currently registered Poly student interested may participate in the contest. All contestants will have from Monday, January 10th till Monday, January 17th to solve the problem. Prizes will be awarded after evaluation of the programs. Contest rules may be picked up at the Computer Science Department office, room 206, starting Monday, January 10th.
KCPR would like to help publicize your group or organization's upcoming events and activities. Simply mail all the necessary information as soon as possible before the event to KCPR, Graphic Arts Room 201 at Cal Poly, and our spot staff will do their best to produce an effective and informative message. Once again, please send your announcement information to KCPR, Graphic Arts Room 201, Cal Poly. Thanks. The San Luis Obispo County Rape Crisis Center offers free crisis intervention services for rape victims. Trained advocates are on call 24 hours a day to assist and support victims during hospital, police, and courtroom procedures. Professional counseling can be arranged, and share sessions are also offered by the center. To be placed in contact with a member of the Rape Crisis Center, call hotline at 544-6162 anytime.
This Friday night, Monty Mills and the Lucky Horseshoe Band will play at a benefit dance at the Redwood Manor. The dance is a benefit for the Building Fund of Grassroots 2, the community-based nonprofit organization concerned with helping people. Tickets are $2 in advance and $2.50 at the door. They're available in San Luis Obispo at Boo Boo Records and the Record Exchange, and in Santa Maria at Pacific Stereo. For further information, call Grassroots at 544-2333. That's this Friday night from 9 till midnight at the Old Log Cabin on Edna Road.
Attention, all adventurers, explorers, magicians, psychohistorians, part-time professional heroes, and anyone else who is a free, unique, energetic, emphatic, self-directed, creative, and aware individual who is living in a self-made system of rules and values. Synergy, a brand new club at Cal Poly, will be holding an unconventional organizational meeting this Thursday night. You are invited to participate in creating an environment conducive to learning and sharing the skills, knowledge, and attitudes fundamental to developing your person as a whole. That's this Thursday night at 17 minutes past 8 o'clock in room 220 of the University Union, sponsored by Synergy.
Igor, next Sunday, during the daytime when I sleep, I want you to take the hearse down to Shoemaker Chevron Station. It's across from Taco Belfry. The Mount Carmel Lutheran Church is holding a car wash, and I want that baby to shine.
Let me write it on my calendar with this nifty crayon you gave me, Master. When is it?
That's Sunday, December 12th, you fool. 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Here's a dollar.
It only costs a dollar?
Of course, you little runt.
Oh, he always calls me that.
It isn't just another volleyball game. This Thursday night, Cal Poly faces Pepperdine University, the number 2 nationally rated team. The cost is 75 cents for students and $1.25 for the general public. So come out to the men's gym at 7:30 on Thursday night for some exciting Cal Poly volleyball action.
Are you looking for something worthwhile to do with 1 hour of your time each week? Consider volunteering to serve as a rehabilitation aide to help physically handicapped individuals achieve their maximum rehabilitation potential. Speech, physical, and occupational therapists at Central Rehabilitation Clinic, Incorporated will train you. For more information, call 543-5304.
The Student Community Services is a volunteer organization which is seeking potential poly students to tutor students through grade 12 in San Luis Obispo County school system. No previous experience is necessary, just some patience, understanding, and knowledge of basic fundamentals. An orientation meeting for all interested will be held Thursday, January 13th at 7 o'clock in University Union 219.
The American Society of Mechanical Engineers will present guest speaker, Mr. Ronald Frank, at the next monthly meeting, Thursday, January 20th. Mr. Frank is a NASA JPL engineer working on the Viking space missions and will be speaking on the problems solved through engineering millions of miles in space on Viking 1 and 2. He will also be talking about the next deep space exploration, the Saturn-Jupiter flyby spacecraft. Refreshments will be served after the meeting, and Mr. Frank will be available to answer any questions about the U.S. space program. The meeting will be Thursday, January 20th at 7:30 in Chumash Auditorium. There is no charge, and everyone is welcome. The Association of Cal Poly will hold an open house in honor of the major religions of the world on Friday, January 21st, from 10 a.m. till midnight in room 219 of the University Union. All are invited to come and share the displays made by the club members in celebration of World Religion Day. Refreshments will be served.
Are you looking for something worthwhile to do with 1 hour of your time each week? Consider volunteering to serve as a rehabilitation aide to help physically handicapped individuals achieve their maximum rehabilitation potential. Speech, physical, and occupational therapists at Central Rehabilitation Clinic, Incorporated will train you. For more information, call 543-5304.
Hi, this is the captain. Is it true that all morning men on KCPR have big noses? How many of you have really wondered what Jim Allen looks like in gym shorts? Does Clark Savage really have two left feet? Well, on February 12th, you can see them along with all of the KCPR personalities as they will play basketball with the women's volleyball team prior to the Cal Poly Cal State LA game at Crandall Gym. So mark it down, Saturday night, February 12th, the sports event of the year, the KCPR personalities versus the women's volleyball team in basketball. Who do you think will win? Jennifer Jones will be jumping. Jenny is just 5'4 and a half. She'll be jumping against Leslie Ford, who's 6'1. Put on your rocket shoes, Jennifer. Let's see how you do. She tried. Didn't make it. Santa Barbara gets a rebound. Shot air ball. Jeannie Cardiff comes up with it. Mustangs on the fast break. Cardiff has it. Pass the court line over to Matsumani. Over to Puckett. Free throw line. Good. Mustangs out to 14. Becky Puckett scores for the Mustangs in their 44-37 win over UC Santa Barbara earlier this season. This Friday night, the Mustangs take a 4-3 record to Crandall Gym for a 7 o'clock game with Westmont College. KCPR will be bringing you all the action starting at 6:45 for the Mustang pregame show. Remember, this Friday night, Mustang basketball on 91.3 KCPR.
Coming to Cal Poly this Sunday evening, January the 16th, Tim Weisberg, along with the comedy team of Edmonds and Curly. You've probably heard music from Tim's most recent albums, Live at Last and Listen to the City, right here on KCPR, and we're sure that this will be a concert that you just won't want to miss. Seating will be festival style, so bring your own pillow. There'll be two shows, 7 and 10 p.m., and tickets are still available for both of them. Cost for the tickets is $4 in advance and $5 at the door, and are available only at the information desk at the University Union here at Cal Poly. This concert is open only to Cal Poly and Cuesta students and their guests over 18 years of age. Be sure to join Tim Weisberg and his electric flute for an evening of his very special music this Sunday, January 16th, in Chumash Auditorium.
This is Tim Weisberg.
We could play on the bill with a Dave Mason or a Cheech and Chong or Buffy St. Marie or the Guess Who, which are pretty widely varied pop audiences, and have no problem, you know, to play something that is so quiet that you can hear everybody breathing almost in front of a rock and roll audience, a screaming and yelling. I mean, I can remember promoters coming out and saying, play all the loud stuff, play all the loud stuff, because they thought there would be a riot or something, because we were the opening act. Tim who? We came to see Dave Mason. And that wasn't the case.
That was Tim Weisberg 2 years ago in a live interview here at the KCPR studios. Tim will be here again this Sunday before his concert appearance here at Cal Poly. So before you go to the concert this Sunday, tune in to 91.3 FM, KCPR.
Fresh from an 89-43 destruction of Westmont last Friday night at Crandall Gym, the Cal Poly women's basketball team will take a 5-3 overall record into their 1977 league opener this Wednesday night against UC Santa Barbara, a team the Mustangs beat in the Cal Poly Invitational a month ago. The game is at Crandall Gym, and if you can't be there in person, be sure to tune in 91.3 KCPR for all the action beginning at 7:45 for the Mustang pregame show. Don't forget, Cal Poly UC Santa Barbara League Basketball this Wednesday night on Cal Poly's own KCPR.
Rancho Kumbaya, the recreation ranch for the handicapped, will be presenting in concert the Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys are one of the top gospel groups in America. They have won 2 Grammy Awards and numerous Dove Awards, which are given to the best in gospel music. Also appearing will be Doxology, a quartet from Grace Church right here in San Luis Obispo. The concert will be Friday, January 21st at the Pismo Beach Theater. There will be 2 shows, one at 7 and one at 9:30. Tickets are $4.75 and $3.75 to students with IDs. Remember, that's the Oak Ridge Boys in concert, Friday, January 21st at the Pismo Beach Theater.
The Cal Poly Glee Clubs present Songs of the People. This evening of music will be performed by the Glee Clubs, the Majors and Minors, the Collegiate Quartet, the Sextet, and a Madrigal Group on Friday, January 21st at 8:15 in the Cal Poly Theater. Admission is only $1.50 for general, and students just 75 cents. Remember, January 21st, 8:15, the Cal Poly Theater for Songs of the People.
Turn on to the KCPR Sports Magazine this Wednesday, January 19th at 6:30 p.m. as Randy Baker, Scott Humphrey, and Jay Burks bring you a complete wrap-up of both current and future sports events happening here at Cal Poly and away. Be with us when we'll have as a special guest head basketball coach Ernie Wheeler. And be sure to keep your dial tuned to 91.3 for complete sports information.
I'm Wolf, and I'd like to cue you into something new happening here on KCPR. It's called the 1 O'Clock Club, and it takes place every Friday night, or early Saturday morning if you prefer, at 1 a.m. Now maybe you're asking yourself, what is this 1 O'Clock Club business? Well, actually, it's a new album played through in its entirety without any interruptions or breaks. Join me, the Wolf, each Friday night at 1 for 91.3's 1 O'Clock Club, just one of the ways KCPR serves you better.
The American Society of Mechanical Engineers will present guest speaker, Mr. Ronald Frank, at the next monthly meeting, Thursday, January 20th. Mr. Frank is a NASA JPL engineer working on the Viking space missions and will be speaking on the problems solved through engineering millions of miles in space on Viking 1 and 2. He will also be talking about the next deep space exploration, the Saturn-Jupiter flyby spacecraft. Refreshments will be served after the meeting, and Mr. Frank will be available to answer any questions about the U.S. space program. The meeting will be Thursday, January 20th at 7:30 in Chumash Auditorium. There is no charge, and everyone is welcome. The Baha'i Association of Cal Poly will hold an open house in honor of the major religions of the world on Friday, January 21st, from 10 a.m. till midnight in Room 219 of the University Union. All are invited to come and share the displays made by the club members in celebration of World Religion Day. Refreshments will be served.
Are you a student living on a tight budget who wants to travel a little farther than just down the road to Avila Beach? Well, now you can see the world without joining the Navy. The Council on International Educational Exchange has a flight leaving Oakland on March 20th and bound for Paris. It will return on June 21st. The price is just $399 and you must make reservations by January 16th. For more information, write to CIEE Student Travel Services, 1093 Broxton Avenue, Suite 224, Los Angeles 90024. Or call them at area code 213-477-2069. Ah, think of it, Paris in the spring.
Are you tired of writing on bathroom walls? Do you feel your bits of knowledge are socially significant and they should be in public view? Well, RAT will take care of you all this week. RAT, Recreations and Tournaments, is setting up a graffiti phone booth. That's right, a graffiti phone booth that'll be in the breezeway between the bookstore and the union. Anybody at any time can leave their written bits of wisdom. So if you're walking through the breezeway between the union and the bookstore any time this week, January 24th through the 30th, and you come upon a phone booth, stop and leave your mark on it.
The Loch Ness Monster and other creatures will be the topic of an ASI speakers forum on February 8th. Lee Frank, a leading expert on the subject of such things as the giant squid and the false killer whale, will present the most recent pictures of the Loch Ness Monster. Is Nessie fact or fiction? If you're one of the non-believers, come to Chumash Auditorium. That's February 8th at 8 p.m. Admission is $1 for students, $2 for the general public. Cal Poly Sports Car Club presents Catch 55, a time, speed, distance car rally on February 4th. Registration is $3 for all three classes, beginner, novice, and expert, and will begin at 6:30 p.m. with a mandatory driver's meeting at 7 o'clock. If you're interested, bring a stopwatch or a good wristwatch, a clipboard, and a flashlight to the baseball diamond parking lot. That's February 4th at 6:30 p.m., rain or shine. For more information, call 541-1602 or 544-7022. If you need money, and what student doesn't, the Financial Aid Department may be able to help you. Applications are now available for scholarships and financial aid for the 1977 summer quarter. The deadline for scholarships is March 15th, and a financial aid form must be filed with the College Scholarship Service before February 15th, 1977. To receive financial aid for summer quarter, an application must be filed by April 1st. There are also forms available for loans for winter and spring quarters of this year. So if you do need money, the financial aid's office can help. Call them at 546-2927.
K KCPR would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your continued support of our station operation. We invite you to comment on our programming by writing to us here at KCPR, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, 93407. We also encourage you to visit our station facilities anytime during normal weekday business hours. We're in room 201 of the Cal Poly Graphic Arts Building, right across the street from the Health Center here on the Cal Poly campus. Again, thanks for listening to KCPR.
Drinking alcohol is becoming as much a feminine pastime as it is a masculine one. And now this trend is beginning to show that in some ways alcohol affects women quite differently than it does men. For example, when all other things are equal, such as weight, drinking speed, and previous drinking experience, women may get drunk twice as quickly as men.
An editorial comment about the unique way alcohol affects women. You'll hear more about it this week on The Sound of Listen.
Turn on to the KCPR Sports Magazine this Wednesday evening at 6:15. Join Randy Baker, Jay Burks, and myself, Scott Humphrey, as we bring you up-to-date reports on basketball, wrestling, volleyball, swimming, tennis, and bowling. Listen in as we'll have as our guest head wrestling coach Vaughn Hitchcock. We'll be talking to Coach Hitchcock about this year's team and how he has built up the wrestling powerhouse at Cal Poly. So tune your dial to 91.3 this Wednesday at 6:15 for the KCPR Sports Magazine.
Interested in the coast environment? The new Coastal Act of 1976 will be the topic of a workshop presented by the Sierra Club in conjunction with the People, Access, and Coastal Environment, the PACE. The workshop starts with registration at 9 a.m. in the cafeteria at Cuesta College. That's this Sunday, January 23rd, in the Cuesta College cafeteria. For more information, call the center at 544-1777.
U.S.-China People's Friendship Association will be presenting a film, One Nation, Many People, January 24th at 8 p.m. in the San Luis Obispo Security Pacific Bank Building at 1144 Morrow Street in San Luis Obispo. The film deals with the question of ethnic integrity and pride among the 51 minorities in the People's Republic of China. That's January 24th at 8 p.m. A 50-cent donation is requested and everyone is welcome.
Have you ever noticed? Even your best ideas won't come to life until they're written down. The Graphic Communications Department at Cal Poly joins in saluting the printing industry during International Printing Week. After all, printing makes ideas real.
No problem in the game, Randy. February 12th will go down in history like Little Bighorn.
I just hope we aren't Custer. Well, Kelly, what are your final closing comments on your chances, albeit slight, but your chances in tonight in the game?
Our slight chances will probably be bigger than you guys realize, and we'll see what happens.
That was KCPR personality Jim Allen and women's volleyball player Kelly Hickson talking about the game of the century. Hi, this is the captain personally inviting you to view history as the KCPR personalities meet the women's volleyball team in basketball Saturday, February 12th, just before the Cal Poly Cal State LA game at Crandall Gym. Game time is 6 p.m., so make plans for Saturday, February 12th. Basketball at its craziest.
No problem in the game, Randy. February 12th will go down in history like Little Bighorn.
So you definitely think that Jim is full of Cool Whip, right?
Definitely. I mean, that's not even nice to say.
You know, I'm lying.
you have some ski equipment you'd like to sell? Or would you like to buy some good used equipment? Well, you can do one or the other, or both, this Sunday at the Ski Swap. Cal Poly Ski Club is sponsoring the swap, which will be held at the 1865 restaurant. The cost for buyers is 25 cents, and for sellers it's 50 cents. The swap will run from 12 noon until 5 p.m., and the 1865 bar will be open. So be sure not to miss a ski swap this Sunday, January 30th, from noon to 5 at 1865.
Join the KCPR Public Affairs Department this Monday night for Open Channel with guest speaker Dave Ciano. Mr. Ciano will be discussing student discipline at Cal Poly and will answer listener questions on the call-in talk show. That's this Monday night, January 31st, Open Channel, immediately following the 6 o'clock news.
This is Peter Allen. On Saturday, the Metropolitan Opera will offer listeners to this station a historic first, the first Met broadcast ever of Meyerbeer's operatic masterpiece, Le Prophète, with Marilyn Horne, Renata Scotto, James McCracken, Jerome Hines, Frank Little, Morley Meredith, and Raymond Herrings. Henry Lewis will conduct, Boris Goldovsky will analyze Le Prophète, and you'll also hear Edward Downes and the Texaco Opera Quiz. That's Meyerbeer's Le Prophète, Saturday, live over this station.
Coming this Saturday, a basketball doubleheader on KCPR.
This Saturday, January 29th, 91.3 FM, KCPR, will broadcast their first basketball doubleheader of the season.
Starting at 5:25 p.m., join Dennis Steers and myself, Randy Cardoon, as we bring you SCAA League action when the Cal Poly women's basketball team travels to Cal State Northridge for a game with the always tough Matadors.
And following right after the conclusion of the Poly Northridge game, join Jack Beardwood, Scott Humphrey, and myself, Jay Burks, as we go to Cuesta's gym for all the action as Cuesta Cougars meet Taft.
That's this Saturday, starting at 5:25 p.m., Cal Poly Northridge
and Cuesta Taft.
All this on your number one basketball station, KCPR.
The San Luis Obispo Art Association will present the Amick Show, paintings by Leon and Chester Amick, father and son artists at the Art Center from January 9th through February 13th. The gallery is located at 1010 Broad Street, San Luis Obispo. It is open to the public Tuesdays through Sundays from noon until 4:30 p.m. That's the San Luis Obispo Art Association, P.O. Box 813, San Luis Obispo.
The San Luis Obispo County Rape Crisis Center offers free crisis intervention services for rape victims. Trained advocates are on call 24 hours a day to assist and support victims during hospital, police, and courtroom procedures. Professional counseling can be arranged, and share sessions are also offered by the center. To be placed in contact with a member of the Rape Crisis Center, call hotline at 544-6162.
What are you going to do this weekend? Why not get out in the fresh air and enjoy the scenery with the San Luis Obispo Bike Club? The meeting place is Mission Plaza every Saturday and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. You can pedal around San Luis for an hour or two, or hit the road for Avila Beach and points beyond. The club is now preparing for the Wildflower Century 100-mile bike ride coming up in a few weeks. You can pick up a club flyer with bike trip schedule at any local bike shop, or go to the meetings the first Thursday of each month, 7:30, at the San Luis Obispo Recreation Center. That's the San Luis Obispo Bike Club. They're waiting for you.
There are better things to do than cruise on Thursday nights. The ASI Special Events is sponsoring a coffee house in Mustang Lounge next Thursday. Live entertainment and refreshments will be provided for the nominal fee of 50 cents. So come on out to the Mustang Lounge next Thursday, February 10th at 8 o'clock. You'll be glad you did.
Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured.
Disappointed in this winter's skiing conditions, and would you like to get that clean, free feeling of skiing? The Color of Skiing is a movie being presented by the Cal Poly Ski Club. The film will be shown Sunday, February 13th, in Chumash at 7:30. The movie is feature-length and was produced by Warren Miller. The cost is $2.50 for general admission and $1.50 for ski club members that buy their tickets at the club's meetings. That's The Color of Skiing, a Warren Miller production, Sunday, February 13th in Chumash Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Just lose yourself and watch the band kick back and play.
One out of every 10 children starting school this year may have an undetected health problem. A new California law states that all children entering first grade should have a health screening exam to detect any hidden disabilities. Screening tests for vision, hearing, anemia, tuberculosis, and diabetes are some of the tests offered. These tests are free to lower-income and Medi-Cal eligible families. Contact your local county health department for further information. Now I can hear children singing,
singing a Sunday song. Amnesty International has helped free more than 13,000 prisoners of conscience throughout the world. But there are thousands more waiting for a sign of hope from the outside. They're in jail not for anything they've done, but for what they believe.
To find out how you can help, write Amnesty International, Box 1020, Ansonia Station, New York 10023.
The Sounds of Music for the Blind of Los Angeles is an organization which provides free instruments, scholarships, and braille music for legally blind musicians. Through April and May of 1977, they'll be sponsoring a competition for blind musicians residing in the state of California. Categories include pop vocal ages 15 to 20, classical vocal ages 20 to 30, instrumental pop or classical ages 15 to 28. Preliminary auditions will be by cassette and judged by prominent persons in the musical field. Those interested in participating may send for applications by writing The Sounds of Music for the Blind, 937 North Fairfax Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90046.
This is your on-the-spot reporter, and I'm here interviewing Toad the Mime about her upcoming performance at Cal Poly. Toad, when is your performance? I see. It will be February 4th at 8:30 in Chumash. What is the admission price, Toad? Oh, only $1.50. Toad, we were all wondering, what will you be doing during your performance? Yeah. I see. Okay, Toad, thanks for filling us in. You all heard it here at KCPR. Toad the Mime will be performing in Chumash at 8:30 this Friday night. Don't you miss it.
This is the Captain,
Stuart Gold,
and Dennis Steers.
We
realize
that
some
of
you
non-basketball
followers
may
need
some
brushing
up
on
your
basketball
terms.
So
with the help of the 1977 KCPR Unauthorized Dictionary, we will define a few basketball terms. Stuart, what's the first word?
Steal.
What Jim Allen's false nose is made of.
Dribbling.
What gets the floor slippery.
Slam dunk.
Most likely you will not need this term.
Home run.
The orders Coach Mark Reef will give if the men's bathroom is closed.
Home run!
Palm springs.
A hand exercise used to develop palming the ball techniques. Don't
you
feel
like
you
are
100%
smarter
already?
Join
us
along
with
Jim Allen,
Clark Savage,
Wolf,
Pete Hill,
Phil Edwards,
Tom Allen,
Larry Robinson,
Jeff Spahn,
Ed Wilson,
Duke,
Frank McKinney,
and
the
KCPR Mustang Daily
Kazoo Band, Saturday, February 12th at 6 p.m., just before the Cal Poly Cal State LA game at Crandall Gym. See you there.
ASI Concerts presents Sunday, January 30th at 8 p.m. in the Cal Poly Gym, An Evening with Dave Mason. Tickets are now on sale at the University Union ticket window, daily between the hours of 10 and 2. The cost is $6 in advance, $7 at the door. The show is open to all Pauley, Cuesta, and Hancock College students and their guests over 18. ID will be required at the door. No food, drinks, or smokes, please. That's Sunday, January 30th, for Dave Mason, live at Cal Poly. Get your tickets now. Give me some direction.
Frequently talk about your American Cancer Society. We do this because we believe that what they're doing is for the public's good and deserves your support. We do it because we think you should know about your American Cancer Society and about protecting yourself against cancer. The more you know, the easier it will be for you to give generously when your American Cancer Society volunteer calls you. They say we want to wipe out cancer in your lifetime, and so do we, and I'm sure you do too.
Put a little happiness in your life. Volunteer 1 hour a week to help others. Central Rehabilitation Clinic Incorporated has a volunteer program that serves the physically handicapped of San Luis Obispo County. Call 543-5304 for more information.
There are better things to do than cruise on Thursday nights. The ASI Special Events is sponsoring a coffee house in Mustang Lounge next Thursday. Live entertainment and refreshments will be provided for the nominal fee of 50 cents. So come on out to the Mustang Lounge next Thursday, February 10th at 8 o'clock. You'll be glad you did. Just as hate knows love's the cure,
you can rest your mind sure. This is Peter Allen. It'll be our great pleasure to bring you a live Metropolitan Opera performance of Strauss's dramatic one-act opera, Salome, today at the regular broadcast time. Singing Principal Sinek, Astrid Varnai, Ragnar Ulfung, and Ingvar Vixel. Our conductor will be Eric Leinsdorf. Before the curtain rises, the radio audience will hear John Culshaw in an interesting discussion of the opera. So tune in today for Strauss's Salome, live over this station.
Once again, this Sunday, it's the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, or as it's more commonly known, an autocross. Sponsored by the Cal Poly Sports Car Club, there are classes for all cars with seatbelts and mufflers. Registration is from 9 o'clock Sunday morning until 1 at the Baseball Diamond parking lot. The entry fee is just $3, and trophies and dash plaques will be awarded. For more information, call Dave at 544-1649. That's the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, this Sunday morning.
We don't expect much from handicapped children. Sometimes we don't even expect them to go to school. But we should expect more, because children with handicaps can learn much more than most people realize if they get the special education they need. If you have a handicapped child, we can help, free. Write Closer Look, Box 1492, Washington, D.C., 20013.
Public service message from this station and the United States Office of Education.
It's the craziest race of the year, the Los Lecheros Milk Carton Boat Race. All you need to do is start saving milk cartons, at least 50 of them, make a paddle, a sail, or whatever, and enter yourself or a club. Entries for the race must be in by February 1st in the Cal Poly Dairy Department. There will be three categories in the race: manpower, sail power, and open. The entry fee is $2.50, which again must be in by February 1st. If you have any questions, call the Cal Poly Dairy Department at 546-2560. I rest the waters.
Having trouble thinking of something to give your favorite friend for Valentine's Day? Well, the San Luis Obispo County Hotline, a counseling and referral service, can help you out. They're having a bake sale, and you can add a little spice to your life by dropping by one of their two locations on Valentine's Day, February 14th. They will be in front of the Penny Store on Higuera Street and at Madonna Road Plaza in front of Beano's. Come on out and pick up something tasty for your loved one. That's Valentine's Day, February 14th, from 10 in the morning until 6.
Hi, this is Bev Bevan of Electric Light Orchestra. When you serve in the Army Reserve, you learn a skill and earn a second income. But there's another part to what you earn. It's something you pay for with your sweat, your spirit, your mind, and your time. It's called pride.
You earn when you served in the Army Reserve, and part of what you earn is pride.
This is the Captain,
Stuart Gold,
and Dennis Steers.
We
realize
that
some
of
you
non-basketball
followers
may
need
some
brushing
up
on
your
basketball
terms. So with the help of the 1977 KCPR Unauthorized Dictionary, we will define a few basketball terms. Stuart, what's the first word?
Steal.
What Jim Allen's false nose is made of.
Dribbling.
What gets the floor slippery.
Slam dunk.
Most likely you will not need this term.
Home run.
The orders Coach Mark Reef will give if the men's bathroom is closed.
Home run! Palm springs.
A hand exercise used to develop palming the ball techniques. Don't
you
feel
like
you are 100%
smarter
already?
Join
us
along
with
Jim Allen,
Clark Savage,
Wolf,
Pete Hill,
Phil Edwards,
Tom Allen,
Larry Robinson,
Jeff Spawn,
Ed Wilson,
Duke,
Frank McKinney,
and
the
KCP.
Mustang Daily.
Kazoo Band.
The Student Community Services is sponsoring a photography contest concentrating on the theme, Our Community. This contest is open to all students, faculty, and staff at Cal Poly. If you wish to enter that once-in-a-lifetime shot you captured on film, visit the Student Community Services office in UU 103. The print or prints must be 16 by 20 or smaller, black and white or color. There's no entrance fee, and you will be competing for $100 in prizes, not to mention that ego trip you'll get from seeing your works on display after judging, as well as Poly Royal. Find out more and enter now at the SCS office, UU 103, or call 546-1393.
Union Board of Governors would like to invite all students, faculty, staff, and alumni to share in a gala celebration of the 6th anniversary of the Julian A. McPhee University Union. This is the first annual UU Week, and between March 1st and 3rd, you can bowl and play pool at reduced rates, enjoy a Union Burger or Sunday, and even spin the Wheel of Fortune. And on Wednesday night, March 2nd, you are invited to a dance featuring Country Pie from 8 to 10:30 in Chumash Auditorium. Students with university IDs dance for free. Don't wait until next year to celebrate UU Week. It's happening March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and you're invited.
CONVICT stands for Convicts Offering Needed Voices in Constructive Thinking. Our goal is assisting today's youth to become tomorrow's better understanding adults by relating each of the convict ministers' personal lives and how their footsteps led to the walls and fences of prison. The youth of today will listen to someone who is there or who has been there, someone who can relate the true facts of what crime can do to a person. Your donations will help us on the inside reach out to the young outside. We need your help. $1, $2, and $5 donations may be made to the Church of the Convict, 440 Bonita Street, Morro Bay, California. That's the Church of the Convict, 440 Bonita Street, Morro Bay, California. We are here to help you stay free.
What's up, Doc?
What is up, Doc? We're here with Dr. Animated, noted cartoon specialist. Hello, Doctor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Animated. What brings you here?
Well, I work here, Doctor. You just came in to explain about the Tau Beta Pi Cartoon Festival.
Yeah, it's the Tau Beta... That's how you pronounce it?
Yes, Tau Beta Pi, Doctor.
I always hated Latin.
I thought it was Greek, Doctor.
Anyway, it's supposed to be February 26th, which is this Saturday night.
Yes.
And there are going to be two show-ins at 7 and 9:30.
I see. And how much and where is it, Doctor?
Well, it's going to be at the...
Shumash,
it's going to cost only 75 cents. Really a pretty good deal.
Thank you, Doctor. And what cartoons will be shown in the festival?
We have what we feel are the real classics. The Bugs Bunny.
The real biggies?
The biggies. Bugs Bunny, a star he is. Sylvester and Tweety Bird, which is one of my favorites. Roadrunner.
The little guy that runs around and goes beep beep. Yes, I see.
And the Pink Panther.
The Pink Panther is being included. I wasn't aware that the Pink Panther had been added to the cartoon circuit, but he will be here in the Tau Beta Pi Cartoon Festival this Saturday, February 26th. Thank you, Doctor. That's 7 to 9:30 in Shumash, and only costing 75 cents.
Be sure to be there.
The lungs haven't been getting the attention they deserve. Your Lung Association wants to teach everyone how important lungs are and how to take better care of them. The lungs are your breathing centers, letting us breathe in oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide automatically. But sometimes we tamper with lung health by breathing cigarette smoke or polluted air. Don't take chances with your lungs. Quit smoking and join the fight for clean air. Contact your Lung Association to learn all the facts about life and breath. Whether it's smoking, air pollution, asthma, or any lung illness, your Lung Association cares about every breath you take.
I am Donald Roger Thomas, informing you that the Chamber Singers of California State University at Los Angeles will be presenting a concert Thursday, February 24th at the Baptist Church, 2075 Johnson Avenue in San Luis Obispo. The Chamber Singers will be performing works of Brahms, Tchaikovsky, and others, along with some contemporary and folk songs. The concert is free and is open to the general public. That is the California State University at Los Angeles Chamber Singers performing at the Baptist Church at 2075 Johnson Avenue in San Luis Obispo. Treat yourself to an aesthetic experience. The concert begins at 8 o'clock.
KCPR, in order to be your number one station and bring you all the music, presents On Track. On Track is a new feature which will be heard this Sunday night at 11 o'clock. If you've always wanted to hear your favorite artists live and you haven't had the chance to see them, On Track is for you. Unreleased live recordings of concerts and club shows is what On Track is all about. Our first program will feature Joan Armatrading recorded live at the Cellar Door. So for 90 minutes of uninterrupted Joan Armatrading, tune in to KCPR this Sunday night at 11 for On Track. Join the KCPR Public Affairs Department this Monday night for Open Channel. Open Channel is KCPR's call-in talk show, and this week's special guest will be Larry Fisher, General Manager of KSBY-TV. Mr. Fisher will be talking about both San Luis Obispo and network television, and will answer listener questions. That's this Monday night, March 7th, for Open Channel, immediately following the 6 o'clock news. Disappointed in this winter's skiing conditions, and would you like to get that clean, free feeling of skiing? The Color of Skiing is a movie being presented by the Cal Poly Ski Club. The film will be shown Sunday, February 13th, in Shumash at 7:30. The movie is feature-length and was produced by Warren Miller. The cost is $2.50 for general admission, and $1.50 for ski club members that buy their tickets at the club's meetings. That's The Color of Skiing, a Warren Miller production, Sunday, February 13th, in Shumash Auditorium, at 7:30 p.m. Just lose yourself and watch the band kick back and play.
Hi, I'm Scott Humphrey along with Randy Baker and Jay Burks, your hosts for the KCPR Sports Magazine. We hope you will tune in our program this Wednesday, February 16th at 6:15.
With the baseball season now underway, we thought it appropriate to bring in as our special guest Cal Poly's head baseball coach, Bertie Haar. Coach Haar will discuss this year's team and its chances in the CCAA.
We will also bring you exclusive reports on the progress of Cal Poly teams now in action.
So turn on to the sports magazine this Wednesday evening at 6:15 on KCPR.
The Ornamental Horticulture Club at Cal Poly is pruning the 200-year-old Mission Fig Tree on Arbor Day, Saturday, March 5th. The tree is located on the corner of Peach Street and Charles Street. The public is invited to watch this remarkable event as there will be arborists actually in the tree using climbing ropes and a cherry picker. That's right, a cherry picker. The tree will then be sprayed and watered. Don't miss this extravaganza on Arbor Day, March 5th.
Hello again, everyone. Coward Jose speaking of jocks. And whenever I'm in San Luis Obispo County, I always listen to the one, the only 91.3 jock who has Marvelous before his name. Yes, you know who he is. Marvelous Marv Miller. Mondays, 9 till noon. Saturdays, noon till 3 on the Fun 91 KCPR.
Frederick Lenz is an internationally recognized psychic and clairvoyant. His future predictions have a remarkable habit of becoming history. His extensive investigations into the paranormal have included studies of the Bermuda Triangle, flying saucers, astral projection, and the supernatural. And he'll be here this Sunday in Chumash Auditorium at 8 p.m. It's $2 for general admission, $1 with a student ID, and is presented by the ASI Speakers Forum.
San Luis Obispo County Band will present an evening of nostalgia reminiscent of summer concerts in the park on Sunday, March 20th at 8 p.m. at Cuesta Auditorium. The County Band, under the direction of Coleman Binion, is a volunteer organization dedicated to serving our community, and its concerts are free. So come bring a friend to Nostalgia Night, Sunday, March 20th at 8 p.m. at Cuesta Auditorium.
This Friday night, the Junior College Playoffs on KCPR.
Cuesta will inbound at the backcourt. McDarby with it. Now Jose Marcano over on the left to Aaron Bird. Bird over to Juan Scott. Now Marcano drives the free throw line, flips it off to Darby. 20-footer, the air ball. Rebound to Bird, and he gets it, puts it in. Good hustle.
After wins over Porterville and Merced in the Shaughnessy tournament 2 weeks ago, the Central Conference champion Cuesta Cougars, with DeJuan Scott, Jim Hines, and Aaron Bird, are off to Celand Arena in Fresno for an opening round contest against Mount San Jacinto College in the Junior College Playoffs. Tip-off is at 5 o'clock this Friday night. The Cougar pregame show is 15 minutes earlier. That's Cuesta Cougar playoff basketball this Friday night on your Cougar basketball station, KCPR.
A show called The Big Bands and All That Jazz right here on KCPR, Sundays from 3 until 6. If you dig the sounds of jazz, you'll dig The Big Bands and All That Jazz.
I'm Phil Edwards, number 99 from La Jolla.
Jim Allen, number 45 from San Francisco, California.
Hi, this is the captain, number 91 from Canoga Park.
Hi, I'm Jeff Spahn, number 39 from beautiful Marin County.
Clark Savage, number 13 from Bakersfield.
Hi, number 1, Dennis Steers from Canoga Park.
Hello, I'm Pete Hill from Grover City, number 31.
This is Wolf, number 33 from Saratoga.
Stuart Gold, number 19 from Los Angeles.
Duke from Pleasant Hill,
rolling for you with Cal Poly 93.
This is the Gripper from Santa Barbara, California, Ed Wilson, number 11.
Hi, I'm number 3, Larry Robinson, from high atop the Sierras in Lake Tahoe.
Hi, I'm Frank McKinney. My hometown is Avenel, California, and I'm number 9.
No, that's not the roll call at the men's colony. That's the KCPR Personalities basketball team, who will play with the Cal Poly women's volleyball team in basketball, guys, just before the Cal Poly Cal State LA game at Crandall Gym. For the meager admission price of 50 cents with a student ID, $1 general admission, you can see any one of those DJs in gym shorts. Then again, who wants to? Don't forget, Saturday's the night.